So, on our second try, we're back. We're in Fog Lounge here, and I'm speaking to a band that plays all over Canada, very much in Ontario, but a Windsor band called Michou, M-I-C-H-O-U. Michael do you say Hargreaves?
Yeah, Hargreaves.
Steven says Hargreaves.
It's Graves.
Hargreaves, E-A-V-E-S. And Stefan, who goes by Efan Music. That's E-F-A-N Music. I'm not even going to, on the second take, I'm not even going to bring it up. The last name is an issue. It's magical. It sounds beautiful from the native tongue, but when I say it, it's awful. So, Michou is a band that is doing stuff, and like I said earlier, an extremely popular band locally, the kind of thing where you can imagine the Beatles when the women were like screaming and pulling out their eyeballs because they were getting a glimpse of these guys. Right? Realistically, you know you have this young fan base that goes bonkers when you play. So what can they... We were discussing what they can be excited about. Have you named the new record that you're looking to put out in February?
Yeah, we've named it Cardona. It's after Marie Cardona from the book The Outsider by Albert Camus.
Yes.
And it's pretty cool. She's the character who agrees to be with him, even though when she asks him to marry her, he just says, I don't know.
Oh.
So
is this record like... a snub? What do we do? Like? What's? Why did you name it that?
Well, I think that a lot of it had to do with it's an existential book. It's all about making choices for yourself. That's what the book's about. It's kind of a whole book's tongue in cheek in terms of the character, but it's sort of the idea that we kind of we agree with, which is, you know, making your own choices are important, even if it's just like, oh, I'm gonna have eggs today. Like this.
Stefan's rolling his eyes.
No, seriously. If you're like, oh, well, what are you having every single time? Or you just kind of always get pushed over. It's like, make choices for yourself.
I'll have eggs tomorrow.
What?
I'm going to have eggs tomorrow.
I'm not.
Anyway, the record, you toured, you went out to Winnipeg, you recorded the record, you came back, you've been kind of out and about here and there, you're back. Now it's time to get it finished. Mixed.
Yeah, we're going to mix and master it with Eric Ratz and master it with Joe Carvalho.
And so you're excited about that. That's Toronto?
Yeah, they're both in Toronto.
So what I'd like to discuss is that both of you separately have solo projects, and then, you know, you adopt something that people listening to this should appreciate, should somewhat grasp, which is the technological advantage of delivering music in a different way, delivering stories and relationships with blogs. Why do you guys blog and video blog and post stuff and use the digital download cards, which I talked to Yellowwood about a week ago? Why do you do that?
I don't know.
You got pressured into it?
No, I blog. I don't know why I blog. I think it's more or less... For me, it was an easy way to get things out. For Michou, it's a different approach to blogging, right? There's like the whole marketing outlook and telling the people, so to speak, what we think about the market or how we propose ideas and what we do.
Right.
I like at blogs kind of like, at first I started because of, you know, I said, well, I'm a musician.
If Tom's blogging, I'm not gonna blog.
Exactly.
Cardone.
it's kind of like with the blog. At first, I wanted to start a network online for the band because,
right.
Yeah. I mean, blogs are a good way of doing it. But I think it's changed now. Where before I looked at music on stage as sort of like a role you play. You go up and you perform for people, and mm-hmm. you have to entertain them, and that's sort of the gig. But through blogging, you kind of learn that the gig isn't a performance of anything but just being yourself. It's kind of a weird thing to... I mean, you're always told in school to be yourself just socially.
Or by your manager.
But when it comes down to it, on performance on stage, it's very different. It's in a different light, so you have to... You feel like you have to maybe, you know, play a certain way or act a certain way or, you know, your humor has to change. You know, we're idiots and, we've tried to hide it for so long. And, now I think we're just ready to... idiots.